I'm Dot Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. For decades, Afghans found uneasy refuge in Pakistan. Now nearly 900,000 are being forcibly deported. Nehemiah from FMI explains.
There are about 3 million Afghans living in Pakistan. And this includes both registered refugees and undocumented individuals.
Many are now scraping together what little they had as deportation looms.
Pakistanis are sending back these Afghan refugees to Afghanistan, regardless of their contribution in the society, regardless their family roots in the country.
Unwanted in Pakistan, they now return to hostility in Afghanistan. FMI has been helping Afghan families since their relocation to Pakistan. Please pray for their efforts, also for the safety and future of returnees. Learn more at missionnews.org. And a groundbreaking Bible translation initiative is underway in one of the largest Muslim-majority nations in the world. For security reasons, we'll call the country Islands Asia. Though the gospel has a presence there, the spiritual need in Islands Asia is staggering. The Whole Bible, Whole Nation Project by Unfolding Word uses the national language as a bridge to translate scripture into minority languages. Dane with Unfolding Word shares the story of Burhan, a Bible translation partner from a local tribe.
People would come to him and say, oh, you just need it in the national language. But he says, no, that will never be enough because of how the devil has tricked my people with false teachings.
You can support this Whole Bible, Whole Nation initiative with Unfolding Word. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.